我哋今朝早嘅经文系嚟自西凡亚书三章九至二十节，我哋一齐首先用广东话读，然后再一齐用英文读。
This morning our scripture is from Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9 through 20. Let's read together first in Cantonese and then in English.
西凡亚书三章九节，那时我必使万民用清洁的言语。好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意地侍奉我，祈祷我的，就是我所分散的民，必从古实河外来给我献供物。当那日，你必不因你一切得罪我的事自觉羞愧，因为那时我必从你中间除掉惊夸高傲之辈。你也不再于我的圣山狂傲，我却要在你中间留下困苦贫寒的民，他们必投靠我耶和华的名。以色列所剩下的人必不作罪孽，不说谎言，口中也没有诡诈的舌头，而且吃喝躺卧无人惊吓。锡安的民啊，应当歌唱以色列哦。应当欢呼，耶路撒冷的民啊，应当满心欢喜快乐。耶和华已经除去你的刑罚，赶出你的仇敌。以色列的王耶和华在你中间，你必不再惧怕灾祸。当那日，必有话向耶路撒冷说：不要惧怕，锡安啊，不要守远。耶和华你的神是施行拯救。大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。那些属你为无大会受烦，因你担当羞辱的，我必聚集他们。那时我必罚办一切苦待你的人，又拯救你瘸腿的，聚集你被赶出的。那些在全地受羞辱的，我必使他们得称赞有名声。
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 9. Then I will purify the speech of all people so that everyone can worship the Lord together.My scattered people who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come to present their offerings. On that day, you will no longer need to be ashamed, for you will no longer be rebels against me. I will remove all proud and arrogant people from among you. There will be no more haughtiness on my holy mountain. Those who are left will be the lowly and humble.For it is they who trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last your troubles will be over and you will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, Cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty savior.He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more. And I will deal severely with all who have oppressed you. I will save the weak and helpless ones. I will bring together those who were chased away.I will give glory and fame to my former exiles, wherever they have been mocked and shamed. On that day, I will gather you together and bring you home again. I will give you a good name, a name of distinction among all the nations of the earth, as I restore your fortunes before their very eyes. I, the Lord, have spoken.
愿神祝福那些读同埋听祂话的人。
May the Lord bless the reader and hearer of his words.
今日程牧师的信息是根据西弗亚书的好消息。
Today, Pastor Wilson's message is the good news according to Zephaniah.
Morning.
各位早晨。
Zephaniah gives us three ways by which you can know whether you're one of God's spiritual children.
西弗亚书给了三个方法让我们知道我们是不是属神圣灵的儿女。
I changed the order of the slides, so I'm confusing George here. George, if you could hit slide 9, that's where we'll start. You'll see there that the first way is in verse 9, the second in verse 11 and 12, and the third in verse 13.
第一个方法是在第九节，第二个方法是11、12节，然后第三个方法是第13节。
So the first way you can know whether you are one of God's spiritual children is you can know whether you, if you call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder with other Christians. That's what verse 9 says.
第一个方法第九节讲到的就是说你看看你有没有去求告耶和华同埋其他的基督徒一起肩并肩的去服侍他。
Now, what you have before you is the New International Version. What our worship leaders read to you was the New Living Translation.
咁喺而家幻灯睇到嘅就系一个国际新译本。咁头先刚才英文嘅系另一个版本。
And calling on the name of the Lord is not a casual thing.
求告耶和华嘅名唔系一件随意嘅事。
What it means is a wholehearted trust and worship of the Lord to the exclusion of worshiping all other things.
个意思就是说你全心的信靠同埋敬拜神，而唔系其他任何嘅嘢。
That's why the version that you read with David Lowe in English, the New Living Translation, translates call on the name of the Lord as worship together.
咁所以头先刚才英文嘅版本读出嚟嗰个版本吓，佢求告耶和华嘅名就系同一齐去敬拜神。
Again, by way of sidebar, both translations or multiple translations are very important for you to read.
所以咧有唔同嘅译本你要读到系又好重要嘅。
The version that I just quoted, the New International Version, call on the name of the Lord, is more of a balance between a literal translation and a paraphrase.
咁刚才英文嘅国际新译本嘅版本咧，系尝试去平衡到呢个语文上直接嘅翻译同埋佢个意思。
The simpler English version that you read, the New Living Translation, is a good translation. It just smooths over things in a simpler way.
咁刚才带领崇拜嘅主席所读到英文版本咧，就系一个简单啲嘅版本。
But the point is, calling on the name of the Lord is wholehearted trust in Him.
一个重点就系话去求告耶和华嘅名，就系全心全意嘅去信靠佢。
And this is what the phrase "purify the lips," which is the first part of verse 9 means in this same sentence.
咁所以头先即系中文嚟讲，清洁嘅言语亦都系咁嘅意思。
You see, that's more of a analogy that your lips have to be purified because your nature has to be transformed so that you can worship and serve the Lord.
个意思就系话你嘅嘴唇要洁净。因为你的本质要去改变，以致你可以去侍奉神和敬拜神。
So that's the first way, according to Zephaniah, that you know you're one of God's children. Are you truly worshiping, that means giving God his worth, praising him. He's worthy to be praised and known.
在圣马可书第一个方法头先提过的就是说你究竟是不是全心全意的去敬拜神和服侍他。
Are you giving that to him in your daily life? Because all of life is worship.
你是不是每一日都去敬拜他呢？因为我们整个生命都是要敬拜。
And are you serving him? Trying to glorify his name with other Christians? Again, that is the first way to know whether you are a true believer.
同埋你系咪同其他嘅基督徒一齐去服侍佢咧？呢个就系第一个方法，我哋知道系咪我哋系属于神嘅。
Now the second way is on slide 10, the next slide. You'll know whether you're among the people of God by asking whether God has conquered your pride and left you meek and humble before him.
第二个方法就系话你神，你系咪让神已经去征服咗你嘅骄傲，以致你只系净系谦卑咧？
And we see that in verses 11 and 12. And George, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verses 11 to 12, so you'll see that in the text. Again, you have the New Living Translation before you. It's a more simpler English. Again, it's a more of a balance between literal and paraphrase, but it's a good translation. On that day, you will no longer need to be ashamed, for you will no longer be rebels against me, because the Lord has humbled you. I will remove, do you see that? All proud and arrogant people from among you. There are no proud people who know the Lord. There will be no haughtiness on my holy mountain. Those who are left will be, do you see that? Will be lowly and humble. Again, that's key to know if you're a spiritual child of God, for they trust in the name of the Lord.
十一节他说，当那日你必不因你一切得罪我的事自觉羞愧，因为那时我必从你中间除掉矜夸高傲之辈，你也不在于我的圣山狂傲，我却要在你中间留下困苦贫寒的民，他们必投靠我耶和华的名。
Now that doesn't mean that you don't still struggle with pride.
并不代表说你不再同你的骄傲去挣扎。
We aren't perfect, and we won't be perfected until the Lord Jesus comes back.
我们不是完美的，我们要直至耶稣基督回来的时候，我们才是完美。
But it does mean you have the Holy Spirit who has humbled you. You know you are struggling with your pride.
但你要有圣灵在你里面去使你谦卑，让你知道你从你骄傲挣扎。
And you are undergoing the change. In other words, as you draw near the Lord, he's changing you, making you more and more meek and lowly.
同埋你要知道喺度改变紧，当你靠近神嘅时候，神系使到你更加更加嘅谦卑。
You see, you're undergoing a change. You understand that. You're aware of that. That your inner life is being changed.
你自己会意识到你嘅内在嘅生命喺度改变紧。
You see, all of us prior to our conversion were as proud as Satan.
喺我哋未成为基督徒之前，我哋每一个人其实都好似撒旦一样咁骄傲。
See, what you were doing before was you wouldn't submit to the Lord. You wouldn't bow down and worship to God. You said, I know how to do life. I don't need God.
你从前不会在神的面前去下拜下跪，因为你说我知道生命是怎样，我应该我自己掌管生命。
And you regarded life as your own, for your own benefit.
你对待生命就是为了你自己的好处。
But you see, true conversion or being a child of God means you met Jesus, and now you know that you don't live for yourself, you live for him.
作为神的儿女的意思就是说你去遇上耶稣基督，你现在不再为自己而活，是为他而活。
Because you've seen by faith, he is the true king. He is the true Lord of your life.
因为藉住信心你睇到佢先至系你嘅王，你自己生命真正嘅主。
And you have a new recognition that you are rebellious against him, and you admit it.
你重新嘅去睇到你系敌挡佢嘅，同埋你系承认你系敌挡佢。
And even though you still struggle with trusting and obeying, you practice repentance and faith every day.
纵使你在信心上面仍然是有挣扎，但是你每一日在他的面前去悔改认罪。
You want to change. You don't want to quench the Holy Spirit.
你想去改变，你不想使到圣灵去担忧。
Now, I'll return to this, truth a little bit later, but let me move on to the third test that Zephaniah has for us. That's on slide 10. The third test,for knowing whether you're among the people of God is whether you're striving to live a holy life. You're desiring to follow him.
第三个上，我们使到知道我们是不是在神的子民当中，就是说我们要去尽力过一个圣洁的生活，你愿意去跟随他。
And I have I have verse 13 right on this slide in the New International Version. It says there, the remnantOf Israel will do no wrong. They will speak no lies, nor will deceit be found in their mouths.
第十三节他说，以色列所剩下的人必不做罪孽，不说谎言，口中也没有诡诈的舌头。
Again, Zephaniah is not saying we're going to be perfect now.
西番雅并不是说我们现在就是完美的。
But he does mean,we're beginning and progressing in the life of obedience to the Lord.
但是他说我们是开始一步一步的在我们顺服的生命上面。
And of course, once sin is eradicated or eliminated, and that will happen when Jesus comes back, we still struggle with sin.
只要直到耶稣基督来到去除去所有的罪之前，我们仍然在罪里面挣扎。
You know, there's a New Testament parallel verse to Zephaniah 3:13. That's 1 John 2:3, which I have on slide 11.
咁啊，约翰一书嘅第二章第三节呢个节嘅经文咧，就同西班牙书刚才经文系好相似。
Pastor Thomas has preached through the letters of John, so this is somewhat fresh in your mind. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his command.
文牧师之前已经讲过很多约翰的书信，这个好像是再次提醒你，这节经文说，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
You see, John is writing to Christians in his letters.
约翰在他的书信里面是向基督徒去讲说话。
And just like Zephaniah, he's giving them tests by which they can know if they truly know God.
约翰就好似俾佢哋一个试验，就好似西番啊咁样，让佢哋睇到佢哋系咪真系去相信神。
Again, don't misunderstand John. Don't misunderstand Zephaniah. He doesn't mean perfect obedience.
你哋唔好误会，佢哋并冇话我哋已经系能够完全嘅去顺服。
And we know that because just the chapter right before 1 John 2 is 1 John 1. In verse 10, it says, as you see on the slide, if we claim we have not sinned.We make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
因为约翰在之前的一章里面已经讲了，他说，若我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
John and Zephaniah are simply saying there must be an inner change, being born again, in other words, in you.
约翰同西番雅他们所讲的都是说你的心里面一定要有一个改变，就是重生的意思。
And the change means you're not trying to please and serve yourself. You are committed to love God and follow him.
改变的意思就是说你不再是服侍自己，你是渴求的去跟随他，去顺服神。
Now, of course, none of us.Consistently seeks the Lord or does what he commands.
当然我们每一个人会去行久持久的去寻求他或者是做他所 叫我哋做嘅。
And we know from God's word that the only one human being who ever did was Jesus.
我哋知道只有一位系曾经咁样做嘅，就系耶稣基督。
In fact, Matthew 11:29 says Jesus is the only truly gentle and humble in heart.
马太福音11:29佢话唯一一个真系心里边柔和谦卑嘅就系耶稣基督。
Because Jesus' desire was to do the Father's will, God the Father's will.
因为耶稣渴求嘅就系行天父嘅旨意。
Now that doesn't mean Jesus wasn't tempted not to do God's will.
就系并唔代表话耶稣基督冇被试探去违背神。
That's why it's so comforting for Christians to know Jesus, because Jesus knows about your struggle. He knows how hard it is to trust and obey the Lord.
所以知道耶稣基督是曾经经历过我们会被试探去不去跟随耶稣，是使到我们得到安慰。
Because as he incarnated and as he put on humanity, he knows, he experienced that. He knows the struggle that you and I have.
因为当他道成肉身的时候，他知道我们的挣扎，他都经历过。
But again, the comforting thing is Jesus is, as Zephaniah 3:17 says, the mighty warrior who saves us.
我们得到安慰的就是西马书所讲的那位的拯救者来拯救我们，施行大能的拯救者。
And Jesus invites us to come to him humbly and to trust him to rescue, to redeem us.
耶稣基督是来邀请我们，我们是被得救去得到救赎。
Now, getting back to that second test, the second point about humbling and the fact that why does God welcome only those who are broken in heart?
回到第二点，就是为什么神只是欢迎那些心里面破碎、软弱、谦卑的人？
Well, God welcomes with open arms, as indicated here, the lame, the weak, the broken.
神去张开嘅手臂去欢迎嗰啲瘸腿嘅、软弱嘅、伤心嘅。
You see, the humble and lowly mourn over the neglect of giving God his due. In other words, those who scoff at the Lord.
佢邀请嗰啲谦卑嘅、低微嘅。他们是为着那些其他那些宗教人，他们忽视了他们。
And we see that also in the text in verses 18 and 19. And George, if you don't mind, if you could go back to 18 and 19 so that we all can see that in the text.
我们看回18、19节。
I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more. And verse 19,And I will deal severely with all who have oppressed you, right? The scoffers. I will save the weak and helpless ones. I will bring together those who were chased away. I will give glory and fame to my former exiles wherever they have been mocked and shamed.
为那些属你为无大会受犯，因你担当羞辱的。我必聚集他们，那时我必罚办一切苦待你的人，又拯救你瘸腿的，聚集你被赶出的，那些在全地受羞辱的，我必使他们得称赞有名声。
If you're a true follower of Christ, the world regards you in a insignificant way.
如果你真正跟随神的人呢，这个世界看你们是不重要的。
In other words,They pay little attention to you, follower of Christ.
意思是说他们对跟随耶稣基督，他们并看不上眼。
And those neglected and ignored ones are precisely the chosen ones that the divine shepherd Jesus is gathering into his flock, his family.
那些被忽视、被藐视的人就正正是神所拣选去聚集他们成为他家里面的人。
And he's giving those weak and lowly people a glory far beyond anything that they could ever imagine.
而佢就系将呢个荣耀去加俾呢班人，系佢哋自己意想唔到嘅。
And I mentioned this in Sunday school. What's really amazing is they're not the only ones who'll be singing for joy over this mighty act of God of redemption.
而事实上，佢哋唔系净系呢一班人会去为住佢哋得到救赎而去欢呼雀跃。
Verse 17 makes absolutely clear that the Lord himself is going to sing with loud singing, delighted in his own work of redeeming you, of recreating a holy people for himself.
因为第十七节话耶和华你的神是诗人拯救大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你欢喜而欢呼。
Do you see that in verse 17? It's in the second part. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will, that is God, rejoice over you, his children, his people, with joyful songs.
他说他会因你是欢欣喜乐，因你喜乐而欢呼。
Again, it's not merely earth, but also heaven that celebrates God's mighty deliverance, his redeeming, his restoring of these people, his people.
所以正不是，并不是只是地上边的人去因着得着救赎而去欢呼，而天堂也都是这样。
And that should encourage us, despite getting abused by the world.
所以这件事应该能够去使我们去得到鼓励，因为我们不是只是被这个世界去厌弃，去藐视。
That truth should encourage us to press forward boldly and strongly into pursuit of holiness.
这个真理应该能够去鼓励我们，叫我们去更加恒切的去，要去行全心忍耐的去跟随神。
And George, if you could just hit verse 16, which is just the slide right before this one. On that day, the announcement to Israel will be cheer up. You see that? Encouragement. Cheer up, Zion. Don't be afraid.
第十六节他说，当那日必有话向耶路撒冷说，不要惧怕，锡安娜，不要守远。
Holiness in the Bible is meaning you're being set apart for the glory and honor of the living God.
圣经所讲的圣洁就是我们被分开出来去荣耀神，去尊贵。
This is why it's so important to pay heed to God's command to examine your heart, examine your inner life, examine your life.
所以我们应当要留意，我们去小心去考察自己的生命，你的心。
It's because you and I are easily deceived by the evil one.
因为我们很容易的就被那个恶者去瞒骗。
And so you're going to have to ask yourself the hard questions.
所以你要问自己这个问题。
Is the Spirit of God at work, molding and shaping you to be like the Christ?
神的圣灵是不是在去改变你，磨造你更加似耶稣基督呢？
Are you undergoing that inner change to be more like him?
你是不是经历着那个改变呢，更加像他呢？
Are you truly gentle and lowly in heart, that is the core of your being?
你的心是不是真的柔和谦卑呢？
Are you presently letting God conquer your pride, or are you quenching his Holy Spirit?
你是不是正在被神去征服你那个骄傲，还是是你使到圣灵去担忧呢？
Before I touch more on this humility, this putting off pride, putting on humility, let me comment on the singing for joy in us and in him.
在我讲再讲多些关于谦卑这件事情上面，我想讲一下，就是说在我们讲一下在我们里面的喜乐去唱歌，在神的里面去喜乐是什么事。
Through the work of the Spirit, the Heavenly Father gives you Jesus and gives Jesus to you.
在藉着圣灵的工作，天父将耶稣基督给你，并且将你去给耶稣基督。
That's the reason for the joyous singing in the believer and in the Lord.
这个就是我们在神里面去喜乐唱歌的原因。
That's why you got to think about that. You got to ponder that truth. You have him.
你要想想去思考这个真理，因为你有耶稣基督。
Everything you can ever lack is found in him.
你所可能会缺少的东西都在神里面去找到。
All that you will ever need is given to you in Christ.
你所需要的都在耶稣基督里面去给了你。
I have this on slide 3, John 1:16. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace.
约翰福音一章十六节，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，并而且恩上加恩。
For the Father has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, Ephesians 1:3.
以德所书一章三节，他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
This is true for the newest, weakest Christian as well as the most mature believer.
这个对于刚刚成为基督徒或者最成熟的基督徒都是真的。
That's why there's all this singing for joy. It's a full, final, irreversible justification that you received in Christ.
所以我们能够在神里面，耶稣基督里面去欢呼喜乐，因为我们有完全的，是不能够改变的，在基督里面的得着这个称义。
Now, with that being said about all that joy, it's often and rightly, we're rightly reminded that we don't live the Christian life on the basis of our emotions.
但我们都提醒大家，我们活过这个基督徒的生活不是完全的去依靠我们的情感。
But we must never make the mistake of thinking that the gospel leaves our emotions untouched.
但我们都不可以去错误地以为这个福音是不会触摸到我们的情感。
Because God's restoration includes our bodies and our souls.
因为神的救赎是包括我们的灵魂和身体。
And so the gospel is powerful. It cleanses and transforms our entire self.
这个福音去清洁和改变我们整个人。
Aren't you amazed that if you're a Christian, you love what you formerly hated? You hated God before. You could care less about God. Now you care about him.
你作为基督徒，从前你是不关心神的事，不理神，但是你现在是关心他的事，你是喜欢他，跟随他。
That's truly a miracle. We delight in what we formerly despised in.
我们从前所厌弃的，现在我们都喜爱。
And what's more amazing is Christ delights in us.
更加奇妙的就是耶稣基督是喜爱我们。
And that's what's behind all the singing that God is doing over us.
这个就是神在我们的里面是欢呼喜乐。
It's the simple truth that he loves us because he loves us. There's nothing in or what you do that enables that love. He loves because he loves.
神爱我们就是单单因为神爱我们，而不是说我们能够做什么事，有什么好的事。
So you don't earn or merit any of it. What you do is insufficient. He loves you because he loves you.
你所有做任何的事其实都是不足够，你不能够赚到神的爱。神爱你就是因为神爱你。
And that is great love, and that should spur you on to love by trusting and obeying him.
这个就是神给你的大爱，应该能够驱动你去更加去信靠顺服他。
Christ reveals his secrets to his people.
耶稣基督向他的子民去启示他的秘密。
He transforms our relationship from servant to friend.
他将我们从他的关系由一个奴仆的关系去变成一个朋友的关系。
Isn't it amazing if you're a believer?You know what your master's plan is.
你作为信徒，你知道主人的计划是什么？
You know, of course, not all the particulars, but you know where you're leading. You're leading to be with him forever.
你知道你向紧边一个方向去行，你系同你个方向就系话你永远会同佢一齐。
Think about that. How could he, who lays down his very own life for us, keep anything back from us to keep us from over being overjoyed?
去想象一下嗰一位为你而死嘅，佢点会将呢个秘密去从你去即系遮盖出嚟？因为佢要使你有喜乐。
And because he doesn't hold anything back on us, this leads to his pleasure and joy over us, in us.
因为佢唔会将呢啲秘密唔向我哋去揭示，所以佢要我哋喺佢嘅里边有喜乐。
And in response to his great love, we find Christ becomes our delight.
然后我哋回应嘅时候，我哋就睇到我哋系喜爱耶稣基督。
And this happens especially when you know you are among the weak and lowly.
特别系当你知道你自己系嗰一个系软弱嘅，系谦卑嘅。
Isn't it amazing that the Spirit of God helps us in ways? For instance, He prays when we have no words to pray. When we stumble over our prayers, He prays for us.
当我哋唔知道用乜嘢说话去祈祷嘅时候，神嘅圣灵去为我哋祈祷。
And because of that, one of the features of the spiritually minded believer is that his desires are greater than his words.
所以一个好奇妙嘅嘢，我哋睇到嘅就系话神所渴求嘅嘢系比佢嘅话语所表达嘅更加大。
Let me explain that. He or she, the believer, cannot put this joy in Christ in appropriate words.
又举个例子，信徒唔能够用适合嘅字眼去表达佢喺基督里边嗰个喜乐。
By contrast, the person who does not delight in Christ will just pray, you know, with words that exceed their desires.
相反嘅就系话嗰啲唔喜爱耶稣基督嘅人，佢哋可能祈祷能够用一啲嘅字眼去表达咗强过佢哋自己嘅渴求。
That means you're just praying platitudes, you know, just words, you know, that just come to your mind. You're not really warming your heart towards God.
意思就系话你只系外表上边喺度祈祷，而事实上你嘅心咧，并唔喺嗰度，你并唔系喜爱神。
And your praise and your adoration is really empty praise. It's not based on a desire that you really can't put into words.
你嘅颂赞，你对佢嗰个祈祷，并唔系你真心系咁样谂。
And God doesn't want us to fall into that trap of formality.
神唔想我哋跌喺一个咁样嘅陷阱嘅里边去，好似系一个习惯咁样。
And before we were united to Christ, we couldn't delight in Him.
喺我哋同耶稣基督联合之前，我哋并唔能够爱耶稣基督。
Because the Bible says we were slaves, we were shut up under sin.
因为圣经讲我哋系罪嘅奴仆，我哋被罪所管辖。
Before we united to Christ, we didn't know we were free from sin's penalty. We weren't overjoyed because we didn't know anything about it.
喺我哋从耶稣基督去联合之前，我哋并唔知道罪嘅代价系乜嘢，我哋并唔知道个结果系乜嘢。
But that's the amazing grace of conversion. Now, as believers, we delight in a new and living way that has been opened up to us. Our eyes now see.
但现在我哋信咗耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋嘅眼睛能够睇见，我哋能够喺耶稣基督里边过一个新嘅生活，一个喜乐嘅生活。
Now that explains briefly the joy found in verses 14 to 17.
呢个就可以解释到14至17节嗰个喜乐。
And that joy happens when you're humbled by the Lord.
当我哋被神去使到神，当神使到我哋谦卑落嚟嘅时候，我哋就有呢个喜乐。
Now, let me address this important point. What can we do if we lack the humility?
但如果我哋冇呢个谦卑嘅时候，我哋可以做乜嘢呢？
How do we combat our prideful tendencies?
我哋可以去点样去 对付我们的骄傲呢？
Well, here's an analogy. When driving an automobile, you have to be aware, right, of the blind spots.
好似当你揸车嘅时候，你要留意嗰、那个盲点，你睇唔到嗰个地方。
You know, if you're driving on the Long Island Expressway, and you're changing lanes, you have to check the mirrors, right? You also have to check quickly the blind spots.
就好似你喺长岛嘅高速公路揸车嘅时候，如果你转线嘅时候，你特别要睇下对向镜同埋嗰个你睇唔到嗰个盲点。
Because a car might be too close to you, and then you cut them off and cause an accident.
因为可能有个车后面好近你，你睇唔到。如果你喺佢前面切线嘅时候咧，可能会产生意外。
And in the same way, spiritually, your personal blind spots can be just as lethal.
同样喺属灵上边，你个人嗰个盲点有个同样嘅致命嘅后果。
Apostle Peter is a great example in the Bible, right? He was blinded by his pride.
圣经里面一个例子就是使徒彼得，他被他自己的骄傲所蒙蔽了。
What was Peter's problem? He thought he was more courageous than he actually was.
彼得是怎样呢？彼得以为他比自己所想象的更加勇敢。
You remember that account in the New Testament? You know, just before Christ's arrest, Jesus cautions his followers, his disciples, that they would all, that includes Peter, all desert him.
在耶稣被捕之前，耶稣已经去警告他的门徒，他说他们全部都会去离弃他。
But petulous Peter believed that he was the only exception to that.
但是彼得很奇妙的就是他以为他是一个例外。
Right, remember his words, even if everyone, Lord, deserts you, I will not.
彼得说，纵使众人都离弃你呢，但我一定不会。
But Jesus knew Peter, he knows us, better than he knows Peter and ourselves.
但耶稣基督去，他知道彼得，比彼得知道自己更加多，对于我们也都是一样。
And Jesus responds to Peter's bravado with sobering words. I tell you the truth, Peter, this very night, as the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times that you even know me.
耶稣对彼得佢话：我实在讲俾你听，喺今日鸡啼以前咧，你会三次唔认我。
And what's startling is, you would think, Peter, after hearing Jesus' words, he'd pause. He'd recalculate things, right?
我很自然的，我们会以为彼得听到这样的警告的时候，他就会停下来再次去想清楚。
But you know what happens if you're familiar with the New Testament. He doesn't. Peter didn't listen and confidently declared, no, Jesus, you're wrong.
但是彼得并没有这样。彼得听到耶稣基督所说的时候，他立刻说，不是啊，耶稣，我不会这样的。
Right? Peter says, even if I die with you, I will never deny you, right?
彼得说，就算我要同你一起去死，我都不会去离弃你。
And to give some Peter some slack, all the disciples said the same thing, right?
咁我哋都要对彼得公平一啲，因为所有其他嘅门徒呢都有咁样讲。
But that's a very common blind spot, is thinking that we're the lone exception to the rule.
因为这个就是我们每一个人都有的盲点，我们以为是那个例外。
Right? I won't get sick.
我不会病的。
I won't get the speeding ticket.
我不会吃这个罚单的。
You know, I'm invincible. I can do what I want.
你说我能够做我想做的事，我不会被打低。
And of course, that's a misnomer, right?
当然这个都是错误的。
Because at any age, anyone can be struck with a disease or sickness or even death.
因为任何年龄的人都有机会有病，甚至乎死亡。
You know, our biggest blind spot, and I have this on slide 4, Our biggest blind spots are our pride, our self-deception.
我哋最大嗰个盲点就系我哋嘅骄傲同埋我哋自我嘅欺骗。
A very famous verse in Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?"
耶利米书十七章九节嗰度话：人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Do you see how dangerous it is to let your pride have you in your way?
你睇唔睇到如果你放任让你嘅骄傲继续喺度嘅时候几咁危险呢？
Our pride makes us unwilling to be taught.
我哋嘅骄傲使我哋唔能够受教。
Our pride makes us unwilling to be warned and unwilling to be wrong.
我哋嘅骄傲使我哋唔能够被人去提醒去警告。
And that's because of our self-deception.
因为我哋自我欺骗。
We all don't realize our unwillingness, our pridefulness.
我哋都睇唔到，我哋唔愿意，其实就系因为我哋嘅骄傲。
And I have this on slide 5. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death, writes the author of Proverbs.
箴言嘅作者话：有一条路人以为正，始终成为死亡之路。
You know, when we'reclosed and don't listen to the influence of wise people in our lives makes us vulnerable to make poor choices.
当我哋唔去听嗰啲有智慧嘅人嘅说话嘅时候咧，我哋就使到我哋好容易就去做出错误嘅决定。
That's why we harp on people to be members of a church, of a gospel-centered church, or be part of a Christian community.A part of a small group where you're accountable to other Christians.
所以我哋需要喺我哋嘅成为一个教会嘅会友，或者喺个基督徒嘅圈子里边、小组里边，去彼此去负责。
Because those are vehicles that God uses to grow us in a life of faith.
因为呢啲都系神所用嘅方法，使我哋喺我哋嘅信心里边去成长。
We all have blind spots, and they're lethal.
我哋每一个人都有盲点，同埋呢啲盲点系致命嘅。
You need someone who loves you to speak into your life.
你要嗰啲爱你嘅人去对你嘅生命系说真话。
To show you your waywardness.
去睇到你点样迷失。
And as you'll see on slide 6, unrestrained desire, lust, incessant cravings for something clouds our thinking minds.
嗰度唔受约制嘅渴望啊，私欲嗰、那个啊冇停止去想得到一啲嘅嘢，系令到我哋嘅心系迷糊咗。
You know that. You know when you desire something strongly other than God, we make excuses, we rationalize, we even lie to ourselves in order to have that.
当我哋渴求一啲嘢超过我哋渴求神嘅时候，我哋就用一啲嘅藉口去叫我哋。去得到呢啲嘢。
And individuals that are addicted to things that are bad for them repeatedly tell themselves it's not that bad.
当有啲人对某啲嘢上咗瘾嘅时候，嗰啲嘢系对佢唔好嘅时候，佢哋会话啊呢、这个唔系咁差嘅啫。
You know what we do? We rationalize and say it doesn't hurt anyone.
我哋合理化呢件事情，我哋话哦呢样嘢唔会伤害其他人嘅。
And that is an indicator to know that you're in trouble, right? Because you're being enslaved by that desire.
其实你咁样讲嘅时候，就表示咗你已经被你嗰、那个私欲所控制咗，你成为咗个奴仆。
When we start to take responsibility and admit we don't know everything or we can't see everything, we're much more willing to invite others to speak into our very lives.
当我哋去承认我哋唔知道所有嘅嘢嘅时候，我哋睇唔到所有嘅时候，我哋就更加容易去邀请其他人嚟到去向我哋嘅生命去讲说话。
And as you'll see on slide 7, another proverb, Proverbs 19:20 and 27 says, "Get all the advice and instruction you can. So you will be wise the rest of your life. If you stop listening to instruction, my child, you will turn your back on knowledge.
在箴言的19章20和27节，他说你要听劝教，受训诲，使你终究有智慧。话我而不可听了教训，而又偏离知识的言语。
You see, we're blind. We're blind to our sinful tendencies, and we need loving people to tell us about the danger we're in.
我哋系盲嘅，我哋睇唔到我哋嘅倾向点样去犯罪。我哋要人去提醒我哋。
And of course, that takes true humility. You need to combat your sinful pride because you won't listen. You will not want to learn from the Lord because of your pride.
我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋要有真正嘅谦卑，因为我哋嘅骄傲叫我哋唔愿意听真理，唔听人哋嘅说话。
And that's so because each one of us within us has that destructive force, the sinful nature.
因为我哋每一个人嘅里边都有呢个罪性。
That sinful nature is a barrier that attempts to keep us from the source of life, light, and truth.
这个罪性使我们不会去接触那个生命的光真理。
And just as he did with Eve, Satan tries to beguile us, right? He says, he tries to fill our belly with tasty versions of counterfeit joy, peace, love, and hope.
好像撒旦对夏威一样，撒旦也都去引诱我们用一些假的喜乐、平安和爱或者盼望来到引诱我们，满足我们。
Satan tries to get us to believe that power makes peace, passion brings love.
撒旦尝试去使我们去认为这个权力能够带来和平，这个热情感情能够带来爱。
Satan fools us to think pleasure gives joy and popularity.
撒旦又欺骗我们，让我们以为享乐能够带给我们真正的喜乐，同埋我们会使我们受欢迎。
And we're deceived into thinking that prestige, possessions give hope and security.
他又骗我们说我这个声望同埋财产会比这个盼望同埋平安。
And when we are blinded and focus in just on the moment, we easily forget the bigger story. Or we might not even be aware of the real story of life.
当我们只是着眼于现在的时候，我们就很容易忘记了那个更加大的故事。我们甚至乎不知道那个真正的故事是什么。
Now Peter, the apostle, was convicted, right? Convicted of his sin of denying knowing the Lord 3 times.
彼得最后知道他不认耶稣基督三次，看到他自己的罪。
And Peter was ashamed. He was ashamed by what he had done, especially since he had earlier told Jesus he would never, ever betray him.
彼得觉得羞愧，特别是他知道他之前是大大声咁话佢唔会去否定耶稣基督。
But notice, when Peter saw himself truthfully, he didn't turn inward on himself. He didn't hate himself.
但你要留意就系当彼得睇到嗰个真实嘅事情之后，佢并冇系憎恨自己。
Peter turned towards Christ with true humility and sorrow.
反之嘅，佢转向耶稣基督，系带住呢个忧伤同埋谦卑。
He practiced repentance and faith.
佢向耶稣系认罪悔改。
You see, self-hatred poisons our joy, steals our peace, leaves us hopeless.
当我哋憎恨自己嘅时候咧，会系毒害咗我哋嘅喜乐，去偷咗我哋嘅平安，使到我哋冇盼望。
You know what self-hatred is disguised as? Self-hatred is nothing more than wounded pride.
憎恨自己就是其实就是那个受了伤的骄傲。
You see, you feel like hating yourself because you failed up to your own expectations.
因为你憎恨自己就是因为你自己达不到你自己的期望。
And some of us go way, way down when that happens, right? We beat ourselves up because of our shortcomings.
我们有些人因为我们自己的失败令到我们呢跌得更加低，去我们去怪责自己。
And that's never of God, those feelings.
但这些的感受感觉并不能够帮助我们 去到神那里。
Self-hatred doesn't lead us toward Christ. It turns us in on ourselves.
自我的憎恨只是让我们自己去转向我们自己的内心，而不是引领我们去基督那里。
So how do you stop? How do you stop that bad habit?
那你怎样可以停止这个坏的习惯呢？
Well, the only appropriate response to seeing our own failure and inadequacy is true humility, true repentance and faith.
我们唯一适合的回应，看到我们自己的失败不足的时候，就是我们要谦卑下来，我们要去悔改。
Now some of us go to the other extreme. Some of us don't really care to self-examine.
但我们有些人呢，会去另一个极端，就是说他们不愿意 去考察自己，去检查自己。
We don't want to know. We don't want to know what God has for us to show us about changing. We don't care.
我们说我们不在意神讲我们要怎样改变，我都不想理了。
That's also a form of pride, because we say to ourselves, we don't need God. I can do life.
这个也是骄傲的另一面，因为我们说我们不用理神，我自己去掌管自己的生命就可以了。
But you won't get that incredible freedom, that peacefulness that only the Lord brings you if you are humble in heart.
如果你心里面不谦卑的时候，你不能够真正去得到耶稣基督真正的平安和喜乐和那个自由。
It's because the truth of the matter is, we all are utterly dependent upon God.
因为事实是我们每一个人我们只可以去依靠神。
And that's why it's good news to rest in Jesus' love and his acceptance of us in spite of who we really are.
无论我们是怎样的人，我们只可以在耶稣基督里面安稳，在耶稣基督里面我们得到耶稣基督的平安，这个才是一个好消息。
And God loves and receives us despite what we have or have not done.
无论我们做了什么或者没做什么，耶稣基督都会接纳我们。
And from that place of humility, we can make peace with who we are and where we are.
带着这个谦卑的时候，我们就能够接纳我们自己是一个怎样的人。
And then like the Apostle Peter, with Jesus' help, we can surrender to God so we can be transformed into the person God made us to be.
就好像彼得一样，藉着耶稣基督的帮助，我们能够去转化转变成为神想我们成为那个人。
You know, you don't have to be alive for long to know nothing in this life encourages us to think that all will turn out well in the end.
我们很清楚明白到我们的生命是其实没什么可以帮助我们去到最终会变得更加好。
If you search the world, you will not find the hope you need.
如果你在这个世界去认真地去找下的时候，你不会找到你所需要的盼望。
You know what you'll see? Everything's crumbling. Everything's falling apart.
你只会看到所有的东西都慢慢地去破落，去败坏。
Even the powerful sun will one day lose its heat and its light.
甚至乎那个太阳有一天它都会失去它的光和热。
But the judgments of history will not be the final word.
但是这个历史那个审判不是那个最终有权说说话的。
You see, my friends, the Bible is not a human book.
这个圣经不是一个人的书。
Yes, it was penned by human beings, but they were inspired by the Spirit of God to write God's words.
冇错，系藉住人嘅手去写出嚟，但系佢哋系被受圣灵嘅感动去写出神嘅说话。
And therefore, the promise of a new day of blessing rings true and is believable for the simple reason that the sovereign Lord says that so.
所以神藉住佢嘅主权，佢嘅恩典所讲嘅就系话，有一日有祝福会临到，呢个系真嘅，系我哋可以相信嘅。
And that is a great joy because sin, which is ignoring God's will not have the final word.
呢个一个几咁大嘅喜乐，因为罪唔系嗰个最终去审判我哋嘅。
Evil will not triumph. The devil will be judged.
邪恶唔会战胜，这个魔鬼会被审判。
And it's an encouraging word for our depressed and despairing civilization.
这个对于我们那个很沮丧、很绝望的文明，是一个很有鼓励性的说话。
And so the text that we've read, Zephaniah 3:9-20, is really the last encouragement.That Zephaniah has for us.
在3:9-20, 西番雅给我们一个很有鼓励性的说话。
Because if you're familiar with that book, you'll know the first section conveyed the prophet's basic message that God is gathering wrath and a threat of judgment.
如果你看西番雅书的时候，西番雅书头那部分呢，其实就是他传达着神他去聚集紧佢嘅愤怒，要去审判。
And Zephaniah couples that with a call to repentance.
西班牙就呼吁人要去悔改。
And Zephaniah's second section carries the same theme to the surrounding nations.
而西班牙书嘅第二部分就系有一个相同嘅主题，但系呢个系指住其他嘅国家而讲嘅。
God is not the God of Israel or Judah only.He's the God of all the peoples.
神不是只是以色列的神或者犹大的神，而是所有的人的神。
And Zephaniah's third and last section, which is our text, shows that although the judgment of God will fall on Judah, Babylon, we know, came and casted destruction on Judah, this will not be the last word.
而第三部分所睇到嘅就係我哋睇到嘅经文，就係神呢会去审判犹大，但係呢个唔係嗰个最后嘅事情。
But it's a prelude to the regathering and blessing of God's people.
而係呢开始，反之係要去再次聚集佢嘅子民，同埋祝福佢嘅子民嘅起头。
And so let's close our time by reading together verses 9-13.And if George, if you don't mind, if you can go back to verses, do I have it here? Or I don't know. You have to go back to the scripture text, Zephaniah 3:9-13.
我哋完结嘅时候咧，你会一齐去读9-13节。
Thank you. And we'll read that together in our close of this message.
我哋一齐读。
Then I will purify the speech of all people.So that everyone can worship the Lord together. My scattered people who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come to present their offerings. On that day, you will no longer need to be ashamed, for you will no longer be rebels against me. I will remove all proud and arrogant people from among you. There will be no more haughtiness.On my mountain, holy mountain, those who are left will be the lowly and humble, for it is they who trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety, and no one.Will make them afraid.
那时我必使万民用清洁的言语好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意地侍奉我。祈祷我的，就是我所分散的民，必从古实河外来给我献供物。当那日，你必不因你一切得罪我的事自觉羞愧，因为那时我必从你中间除掉惊夸高傲之辈，你也不在于我的圣山狂傲。我却要在你中间留下困苦贫寒的民，他们必投靠我耶和华的名。以色列所剩下的人必不作罪孽，不说谎言，口中也没有诡诈的舌头，而且吃喝躺卧无人惊吓。
Oh, Father, comfort us with these words.
We know, Lord,
that if we're naming the name of Jesus, we will be scoffed at.
如果我们不去颂赞耶稣基督的名的时候，我们就是羞辱他的名。
But you say, O Lord, in the last day, the day of the Lord, only the humble and the lowly will be with you.
但是你说最后只有那些谦卑的人会跟你一起。
We pray, O Lord, that your enemies would come to faith, that they would be converted and join the people who are humble.
我们祈祷你的敌人会去悔改归向你，会跟谦卑的人一起。
For you warn them that they will perish if they do not.Come to you.
因为你已经警告他们，如果他们不去你那里的时候，他们就会被毁灭。
Oh Lord, minister to us today.
天父今天去帮助我们。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。